Hey there, my beautiful pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one and only chocolate queen behind her pleasure chest. Welcome to another episode. Let's get into it. Welcome to another week, you freaky kinksters. This is episode 18. I hope everyone is having a wonderful week so far. It is, if you're listening on Wednesday, this is your midweek sensual healing. I just made that up. Don't pay me any attention. But we are 15 days into the new year, into this new decade, and I hope you've all set your goals in motion, not just for the year, but set your decade in motion. What is your 10-year plan? What does that look like for you personally, in your personal life, career-wise, in your love life? Are you gonna try some new kinky shit? I think you should. I will always approve trying kinky shit because we have one fucking life to live. And if you follow the Instagram page, which you should be following the Instagram page, if you are not, you should slap yourself. Shame on you. But I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself and head on over to her pleasure chest and hit that follow button on Instagram. For my folks who are following, can you tell there's travel on my mind? Following the Instagram page, you saw my video that I think it should be a kink year. 2020 should be the year of kink. So add that to your goals. Try something new every month. If you want to be bold, you can try something new every week, right? Just be as nasty as you want to be. Don't hold back. Speak up. You know, just do all the shit that I tell y'all to do, okay? Before I get into the nitty-gritty for today's episode, tickets are now on sale for the first event of this year. It is called Body to Love. I collaborated with a beautiful queen. She is the owner of V Sculpting Lounge here in South Florida. So ladies, make sure to follow her page and visit her website. She specializes in, hold on, if you guys hear the clicking, this is me on the laptop. And she specializes in body sculpting stuff and the JJ steaming, so vaginal steaming. She has a lot of experience with full body work as far as non-surgical work. She has a lot of services and packages. So her website is vsculptinglounge.com, located here in South Florida. Our event is February 29th at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale. And we have two ticket prices. The general admission is $25, and the VIP admission is $60. Now for the VIP, it is not expensive. The VIP comes with a gift certificate for you to receive your vaginal steaming. So it kind of works out in your favor.
The general admission, you will be entered into a raffle to win either something from myself, from her, or from one of my business collabs that I always support. So it's not a lot of tickets being sold. If you're in South Florida and you want to attend the first event for this year, grab your tickets. All right. I'm done with all that house cleaning shit. Let's get into the education segment. All right. Actually, I'm doing something a little different today. Instead of diving into teaching y'all something, I'm going to go straight into kink and fetish, only because I found this out the other day. And let me tell y'all, I was floored. Not many things shocked me in the kink lifestyle, but this shit right here, this right here had me saying why. Again, you guys know I don't judge. I don't, like, you know, I don't knock anyone for doing what they do, but this I'm concerned. So last week I was doing some research on something, and I stumbled upon a fetish called figging, figging. Now y'all, don't head to Google just yet. Let me tell y'all what this is. Figging is when they use a ginger root. Yes, ginger. I know when you go to the market, whether it's the supermarket, the farmer's market, or anywhere with produce, and you see a ginger root, you might not look at it the same again. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm about to traumatize anyone, but God damn it, it is episode 18, and you should know already. You should expect some shit from me every week. All right. So what they do is the person that has this particular fetish takes the ginger root, they peel it. So they shave the top off the skin, right? So you see the raw roots on the inside, so you know the soft and inside, you know, you just shave the skin, right? And then they proceed to insert the ginger roots, the peeled ginger roots, in the ass. Ooh, just thinking about that made my ass burn. Okay, just thinking about it made my booty hole burn. Why in bejesus would you want peeled ginger roots up your booty hole? Listen, again, I don't judge, and to each his own, and everyone has their level of fetish and their level of pain and their level of kink. But golly, that is some intense shit. And I've seen intense things. I've seen bondage taken to the extreme. I've seen pain play, take impact play taken to the extreme. I've seen where a woman was bound with rope and there were clothespins on her nipples and her clit and her pussy lips. She was just spread open like a turkey on the table, right? I've seen that. And she was stimulated with electroshocks and she was being fingered at the same time. Like, I've seen some shit. But figging, ginger roots, peeled ginger root up your ass. First of all, if you ever tried anal sex, if you tried anal sex, you know it already hurts. You already get that pressure sensation in the booty hole. Much less the burn. Oh, Jesus. Pause. So let me tell you what I thought about when I heard about this and when I watch videos. Yes, because when I go into the rabbit hole, when I discover new kinks, I go deep into the rabbit hole. So I got to looking, right? And I saw some videos, and they really do like try to sensualize this as far as how they're peeling the ginger root. I saw one lady, one woman, she sucked on the ginger root and she's massaging her ass. She slid it in. And ooh, when she slid it in, my booty hole cringe. I was like, ooh, I clenched my booty. Ooh, child, wait a minute. When I saw that, I thought to myself, you know when you eat something really spicy and then like either later that night or like the next day you have to go take a shit and the poop gonna come out and it burns a little bit? In my head, I'm like, that gotta burn. It has to burn. Like, I want to interview someone that enjoys this fetish. If you are listening out there, if you're out there in the fetish sphere, on the podcast sphere, and you listen and you enjoy figging, you have tried it and enjoy it, you have violated a ginger root, please hit me up because I would love to talk to you. Again, I'm not judging. I just need some understanding. Because it's like you're getting the pressure. Okay, so there's anal stimulation as far as the pressure. And then there's pain stimulation because it hurts and it burns. And yes, it just in case you're wondering, the video I watched, the person did orgasm from the ginger root. So that's why I had to literally just go straight to kink and fetish. I will not try it. I have no desire to try it as far as trying it on someone. I damn sure would not. Because I don't even want to try it on me. There has to be limits. So, segue. Detour for a second. I follow a lot of kink and fetish pages on Twitter. So, definitely follow the page, the business page on Twitter. And it's... I saw someone put that they don't trust a sub that doesn't have limits. And I totally agree. Because in this lifestyle, wait, I'm sorry. I said follow me on Twitter, but I didn't tell you the Twitter handle. It's H Pleasure Chest. Okay? That's my Twitter thingy. I'm trying to get into the Twitter sphere, but... bear with me, okay? I'm liking Twitter as far as we can post all the kinky shit on there without being censored. Because Instagram and Facebook censor the shit. So, anyways, someone posts that they often don't trust submissives or anyone in the lifestyle that... say they have no limits. Everyone has limits. No matter how kinky or freaky you think you are, there's just some things you know you will never, ever, 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 ever fucking do. Or there's some things you just feel like, I don't have any, like, no, I will not even think about it. Or you might say, yes, I might. So the I mights are the soft limits. And I've spoken about this when I did the BDSM episode. So the soft, just to recap, the soft limits are the fetishes and kinks that you are open to explore. And that often would lean into like water sport, which we all know includes like golden showers, giving or receiving. You know, some people take it to the extreme of tasting the pee, all that. Again, everything has its levels, right? And then there is the hard limits. Things you know you'll never try. Everyone has to have limits. Whenever I encounter, so like the hard limit could be, like for me personally, my hard limit is anything to do with blood, right? Blood, scat. If you don't know what scat is, that is poop, okay? Shit, okay? Feces, right? Giving it, receiving it, playing in it, don't want it near me, okay? Feces belongs in the toilet. So, like, those are just two of my hard limits. I have a few more. But just to give you an example of soft and hard limits. And even if you don't speak the language, kink, the kink language, if you're vanilla, meaning you're regular schmegla, you still play around with having limits. Example, a woman that says, babe, no motherfucker, we're not having a threesome because I'm jealous. Baby girl, that's your hard limit. You know, if you say, all right, babe, I'm open to a threesome, but let's pick the girl together, or let's come up. So that's your soft limit. You are willing to try. You're willing to compromise just to test the waters, right? So every individual have a limit. When I encounter someone that says they don't have a limit, I would say to them, well, will you be okay if I string you up butt naked in a public place and fuck you in the ass? Like, would you, like, I tried to say something so outlandish to prove a point that you have limits. So figging, it's just one of those that's, I'm tossing in my limits box of no, never, ever will I ever. I've discovered I do have a hint of sadist in me, but it's, that shit is extreme. Like, I will never, I cannot see myself enjoying inflicting pain on someone like that, where it's like pain in their ass. You see, it's just cruel punishment. But somebody might love it, you know, a masochist might love it. That's somebody that enjoys receiving pain. So to each his own. If you are listening and you've tried it, or if you are going to try it, please slide in my DMs and let me know, or shoot me an email and let me know. The email is hergpleasures@gmail.com or pleasuredom, pleasure, D-O-M-M-E, @gmail.com. All right. I'm sorry I went off on a handle today. Well, no. I'm sorry I kind of switch up. I know some people love order and they love consistency, but I've just been holding on to that since I found out last week, and I'm just like, I was ready to just bust it out. All right, for the education segment tonight, I was gonna touch on a little bit on porn. I posted the question on Instagram. And if porn affects relationships or sex drives, and quite a few people responded that it doesn't. Yeah, they haven't seen where it affects their sex drive or not porn. Oh my God. Masturbation. You see how my brain is working? Not porn, masturbation, but it kind of goes hand in hand. I think that's what I was thinking, how like they both overlap sometimes. Let me stick to one. Masturbation. How does that affect your sex drive or your interaction with your partner intimately? If you masturbate too much or too little, or not even too little, but if you do masturbate like every single day, or I say 3 times for the week, does that affect your sex drive with your partner? Do you want it more? Do you want it less because you've not enjoyed fucking yourself? Or while being intimate with your partner, do you think your partner cannot take you to that point now because you've learned how to make yourself come? And a few people responded on the Instagram post and said they don't think so. They don't think it's affected them in any way. And for me personally, that's someone that masturbates often, really often, really often. My wand stays right next to my bed. It is plugged in on the other side of the bed. And let me tell you something. On nights when I really want to go to sleep, like really quickly, I just hit the power button and me and babe do a quickie. Boop, bloop. Bitch is going out like a light after that nut, okay? Don't judge me. But I don't see it affecting me. I can say this though. Because of the vibrator I use, which is the wand, the powerful one, the one that you have to plug into the wall, I have noticed that I do now require a lot more pressure on the clit. And this is full disclosure because I tell y'all motherfuckers things, and I like to speak from experience so you guys have a better understanding. That if you're experiencing this too, it's okay. It's normal. You're not strange. But it happens. If you're a woman that masturbates a lot, or you've figured out your pressure points and what gets you off using your toy, you know, now when it comes to actual intercourse, you're kind of in that space where you want somewhat of the same pressure or similar to it. So that for me is the minor effect I see it has on me. But I've heard random things about men that jerk off can't perform for too long. So now, like, my whole thing is, ladies, y'all need to stop with these unrealistic expectations you have on men and the length in which they perform. Listen, I am 36, going on 37. And if you are in your 30s, if you are over the age of 35, you know good and motherfucking well you cannot do any all night long bang bang beat 'em up. You come one time, you're gonna roll over and you're gonna go at it again. You know good and well, bitch, cut it out. Okay, you walk around the block and you're out of breath, all right? And you expect a man to perform all night. No. Now, I'm not saying I'm not saying you should tolerate no 10-second nigga. No, I'm not saying that. Of course not. That's like, boy, why? You know? I'm just saying, be realistic. So I heard some woman would complain that the man comes too quick, and that's because he probably masturbates too much and he cannot hold it for too long. No. What you guys should be doing is mixing it up. If you feel like you need to have that sexual connection for a long period of time, that's where intimacy plays a role. Mix it up. Now, I can go for hours. I'm a bitch. I can go for hours. But I cannot do hours of fucking. That, what? Ugh, my pussy will never forgive me if I do that. It can be hours, meaning an hour or two. I have pushed it to three, but that's for another day. Even if you go past 30 minutes, it's not 30 minutes of straight fucking. First of all, his buddy, his cocky, his dick, listen, ain't no man should go through all of that, okay? No. You should be mixing it up with some kissing and sucking of body parts and caressing of body areas and the touching and the, some finger going somewhere, and you know, you're playing around, you're grabbing a feather or a handcuff or a toy or a, you're, you know, you're adding all these other elements that makes it so much more sexy and sensual. And then when you slide the cock in and you do a couple of strokes and she's wet and she come and you take it back out and you know, you gotta play with it, you gotta finesse it, you know, unless you agree that, you know, you've been waiting for too long and y'all just want to go at it and bang 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 put him up and he's gonna come and she's gonna nut and you're gonna sleep. But I don't see how masturbation can affect the performance. I don't. I really don't. I really, really don't. If you feel like you've encountered something or someone where you think their level of masturbation have affected them, then shoot me an email. If you think, though, masturbating has helped you improve in the bedroom, ladies especially, because now you've learned your body and you know what you need to make you come. So if you think that has helped, it has helped you improve in the bedroom, please share with us. I really, really cannot wait for you guys to start sending me all your stories and experiences. It's 2020, so start trying new stuff. I wanted to get into porn, because I watched a documentary a while back on porn and how it affects our beliefs on sexual relationships. But I think I'm going to save that for next week. Only because, like I tell y'all, I record late at night and I am tired. This is going to be a really quick episode. I am not going to share any experiences with you today. But I do have one in the vault that I promise I'm going to take out. And I'll probably take that out next week. Yes. Yes, it's one of my daytime fucks episodes. But I'll definitely, definitely share with you guys, with you all next week. All right, this is it. It's a quick episode. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for listening. If you listen on a platform where you can
write a review, please do so. Every review counts. Every review matters. Thank you so much. I forgot to say the tickets that are on sale. You can visit the website at www.herpleasurechest.com to purchase it. You on the main page, the home page, just scroll down and you see it and you click on it. Or if you are following the Instagram page, the Eventbrite list, the Eventbrite link is in the profile, or you can just go on Eventbrite and type in body 2 love, the number 2 love, and it will pop up. Okay, that is it for this week, beautiful people. Until next time, be bold, be free, be you. And as always, remember to escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out.